For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU softball team is Lindsay Peterson, a senior left fielder from Cottonwood, Minnesota, out of Lakeville High School. And first of all, Lindsay, congratulations on a couple of notes here. First, walk us through the big proposal a couple weekends ago.
Well, it was really exciting, totally unexpected. Between games during our SMSU games, he decided to come out there. I threw a pitch to him and got down on one knee in the middle of the pitcher's circle, and that's about it. I said yes, so that's always good.
That's the most important thing. Of course, he's also a former Beaver athlete. Obviously, you guys met here on campus. One thing about Bemidji State you got to be thankful for, right?
Definitely. I am very happy I met him here.
So, a second congratulations. A great season for your softball team. 31 wins, a record for BSU. 31-17 this year. As a senior, how proud are you of that accomplishment?
It's still sinking in how well we've done this year. I'm so excited, especially as a senior. I mean, we've had such a good year. All the freshmen are stepping up. Our pitchers are stepping up. It's just all coming together for us.
Well, you also have had a record-breaking career here at Bemidji State. Career hits leader, doubles leader, and RBI leader. Season record, 10th home run this last weekend. Was that all you had dreamed of when you came to Bemidji State to play softball, was to just play your best and break some records?
Coming in, I didn't even know if I was going to get playing time. I was just hoping to get set foot on the field. But, I mean, it's exciting looking back on my 4 years here that I was able to set those records. But literally just went out there and played the game.
You've got quite a team this year. Your pitching staff has been incredible. You guys have hit the ball well. What do you attribute that success to from a year ago to this year?
I think we're a lot more confident this year, like especially our pitchers. I think with them stepping up and us being able to back them up with our batting, like it's just all come together, and I think it's all confidence.
Your team makes the playoffs for the first time since 2008. Eighth seed, you'll play the ninth seed, Northern. By the time this airs, that game, those games will have been played, but what is your team hoping to do against Northern State?
Well, we just played them this past weekend, and we took two losses to them, but I think we're ready for a little revenge against them. We can definitely beat them. It's just we got to come together with the defense and the offense. So,
well, and those two games are pretty close. What are some of the things, the key factors that your team needs to do?
I think clean up the defense a little bit. That's what hurt us against them this weekend. And I think a lot more confidence at the plate. I think maybe this past weekend we were thinking a little too much about playoffs, but we're ready now.
What's going to be the one thing you remember most about your time at Bemidji State, or are there a lot of things you're going to remember?
I'm going to remember a lot of things, but I think, honestly, just my teammates. Like, I'm never going to forget them, so that's the best part of it.
What's it like traveling with this Beaver squad?
Every single one of them I love. Like, we are such a close-knit team, and road trips are probably the best thing to get together as a team. It's very exciting.
What does it mean to you to have seen the success that your team has accomplished? I kind of mentioned that earlier, but for you especially, since your freshman year coming in, what does it mean to you?
It means a lot. I mean, my freshman year, I don't even know if we had a conference win that year. So to see how much we've improved in 4 years just shows me what we're going to do in the future from here. I think our team is going to keep going uphill.
What are your plans after graduation?
Well, I'm leaving in May to go to grad school in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So
somewhere much warmer.
Yeah, it's going to be a different climate there for sure.
Okay, so is the fiancé following you down?
Not right away. He has a tryout with a CFL team, so we'll see what happens with that and go from there.
That sounds awesome. What are you hoping to do when you're done with grad school?
I want to be a pediatric occupational therapist.
Who inspired you to do that?
I don't know. I always thought about being a physical therapist, and I've always liked working with kids, so I kind of just went off that and threw something together.
Lindsay, we wish you the best. It has been a joy having you here at Bemidji State. Congratulations on your engagement, and good luck at grad school.
Thank you.